W's eulogy was very, very touching, very much from the heart.
Yes. Well, and as much as I don't like politicians, you know, you can't deny it's a father-son type of thing. And that was apparent on George's face today.
Organizers of the funeral for the former president actually went out of their way to try and avoid the just below the surface criticism of President Trump that bubbled up during services for Republican Arizona Senator John McCain in September. Former Bush administration official told the Washington Post his family reached out to Trump to tell him he was welcome to the funeral. Trump, by contrast, was not invited to McCain's funeral at the request of the late senator. Speakers at McCain's funeral included two former presidents, W. and Barack Obama. And we all know how much Obama loved McCain during the 2008 election cycle. Other speakers, McCain's service issued not so subtle jabs at the sitting president, including daughter Meghan and others. Trump had a strained relationship with McCain, especially after the war hero and longtime legislator cast the deciding vote against the bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And to do that, that's not justifiable, and that is a stain on his legacy. This is a testament to Bush rising above partisanship and honoring the presidential bond that only a few men have ever experienced, and hopefully this will reconcile the Republican Party at large. There is an opportunity for that here.
Yes.
But here's the thing. You can't go back to being the kind of Republicans you were because the Democrats are no longer the party they used to be either. You cannot play ball with them. You cannot appease them. They say you should be showing bipartisanship, but don't expect much in return. They may do it in this upcoming two-year period because they've only got the House, and they may have to give a little here and there, but make no mistake what their ultimate goal is. And all you have to do is see the likes of Alexa Cortez Ocasio and others to realize where they're headed, what they want. And it ain't pretty. And it ain't going to work. And it's gonna end up with this country going through a lot of pain. So I don't want to be negative all afternoon. I want to go through some of the Christmas stuff.
Sure.
I had that dental surgery, so I couldn't. Usually on the Friday after Thanksgiving, I come in and I just play stuff just to see what's on there.
Yeah, you walked in, you weren't late to air, but you were later than usual walking in the studio today. So I was looking in that folder at the Christmas, that XC file.
Yes.
And the songs and whatnot. It'd be good to go through that.
I need to know which ones we can dump. This one I'm not sure about. It's called I'll Be Nuts by Christmas.
Tasteful.
I'll be nuts by Christmas.
Okay.
That you can believe. I've had to drive Uber at night to buy gifts for my ungrateful family.
I'm sorry that you're
Christmas Eve can bite me.
Very close.
It's all just a crock.
Well, come on, man.
There's no store at Christmas that has Hatchimals in Christmas. untangling Christmas lights. Later at the mall, trying to find a stall will lead to a cop reading my rights. Hey, Christmas Eve, you can suck it.
Hey.
In fact, all of 2016.
It's Christmas, and we're all in misery.
I mean, that is a good line from Christmas Vacation.
It really is.
Because she follows it up by metaphorically chopping a head of lettuce in half with a large knife. And yeah, I guess you can get that way. It's not supposed to, but it does.
That's how the holidays are, man. They can be incredible and magical in this euphoric experience. They can also be miserable. They really can be.
Yeah.
That's when you're trying to force something. And we tend to do that. Like families, like nobody's happy, but we're here. We'll try to make the best of it. And you'll see.
Yeah, and when I talk to my daughter and hear the gut-wrenching pain she's going through, I want to, is there a song called I Want to Hire a Hitman for Christmas? I guess there's not. That's really not it anyway.
Right.
That would be, first of all, yeah, I'm upset.
Yeah.
But, man, I didn't go through rehab and 30 years of therapy to learn that, hey, you know what? You got to love people enough to let them make the mistakes or do what they're going to do. It's just the way it is. And sometimes that hurts like hell. So let's go with one of Morgan Freeman's inspiring Christmas memories. This is from 1945.
Christmas Eve, 1945. Times were so tight, we couldn't afford a tree. But that wasn't going to stop my daddy. So he packed us up and moved us to a snowy forest. Well, I lost two toes to frostbite that night, and a coyote ran off with my grandma. But it was worth it for that tree. Well, after all, I got more toes. And besides, Grandma kind of smelled funky. Happy holidays!
Yeah, Grandma kind of smelled funky. And we have that one. This is another one of our enduring holiday classics.
She is your family's matriarch. She is your grandmother. And her perfume is...
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming is the fragrance specifically designed for the mature woman in your life.
Overwhelming.
It is the scent that announces she has arrived.
Grandma's here.
The moment she walks in the room, the aroma is overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
For the woman who makes her mark on whatever she touches, like the dog and the interior of your car.
Overwhelming.
She leaves a lasting impression, and her hugs stay with you long after the embrace is over.
Overwhelming.
This holiday, give the gift you'll still be smelling in February.
Overwhelming.
I think one of the things that makes Christmas Vacation such an enduring treasure, because after all, the traditions of the season are most enjoyed in the kith and kin of families. So that's what makes this Christmas such a special... whatever, is that there's a, because Uncle Louis, he brings over his goofy, you know, Aunt Bethany, who says the Pledge of Allegiance at the dinner table. It took him 4 days to shoot that whole thing, and it took him like 7 or 8 of those exploding turkeys before they finally got the right take.
Wow.
He cuts through it, it bursts open. There's really nothing in the way of meat inside. I brought this up for a reason. Uncle Louis, that's the guy's name. He's actually played by a much younger actor to made look older, because they had to, you know, create all those old 8mm films that Clark watches in the attic that replicates the families it used to be. And that's me. That would be me in the attic, stuck in the attic, watching 8mm films and blubbering away over things that will never
happen. Wearing a dress?
Well, if I had to keep warm and that's all I had.
Yeah.
It's called survival.
Yeah, I understand.
But there's a line in there. Hey, Clark, if you got nothing better to do, get me a cigar or something that you'd ask for. Is there anything else I can do for you, Uncle Lewis? And Beverly D'Angelo looks at him and says, oh, Clark, this could be his last Christmas. And he says, if he keeps this up, it will be his last Christmas. Have you ever had that moment, though, with a family member? Not, I mean, an older grandma or grandpa, and I remember Christmas of 83 was the most miserable day in the history of winter in Chicago. It was eventually surpassed in 1994, but Christmas Day of 83, we woke up to 25 below zero. That was the temperature. The wind chill was minus 84. Most cars wouldn't start. It was, and there was 2 feet of snow on the ground, too. It was the ultimate, like, North Pole Christmas. Right in your own front lawn. And the evening ended with our next-door neighbor's garage burning down. And that's another story. Lame-ass story. Because I was in the basement with my dad, and he says, put that cigarette out. I said, Dad, I'm not smoking. He said, well, something's burning, which was a pretty good song by Kenny Rogers around 1970. So anyway, I walked to the back of the basement to the window, and you would look up because we're in the basement. I look, and the garage next door is a roaring, flaming disaster. So I run out of the house. Run into the next door neighbor's house. Their kitchen door is open. I said, everybody get your cars out of the driveway. Your garage is on fire. I called the fire department. They're on the way here. And it was like everybody immediately did exactly what I suggested. They grabbed keys and stuff, and they backed their cars out and moved them down the street. And they did this in a matter of minutes. Then, as the driveway is cleared so the fire truck can get in, I look down the driveway at the flaming garage, and my drunken next-door neighbor, I swear to God, Joey, he's walking like this. You know, like...
like stultified.
Totally stoned. I mean...
yeah.
Drunk on his ass. And...
he's leaning. Like, really, barely able to stand.
He's wobbling. He's walking like a frickin' weeble like this, you know? That's how loaded he was. And... my eyes open with horror. I realize he's reaching for the garage door handle. And I scream, don't touch that! You're going to burn your hand off. And he turned around and... I said, that thing is hot. Everything inside that garage is on fire. It's a brick garage.
Oh, Lord.
With a wooden door and a wooden roof. So fortunately, he didn't. The fire department came. They put the fire... there were two cars parked in the garage that did not explode.
Wow.
So, at the end of all this, I'm feeling pretty good about the job I did. I spotted the fire, called the fire department, got everybody to move their car. Trucks got in. Fire was put out relatively quickly. So, as I'm getting ready to feel good about myself after this heroic moment. I mean, for all practical purposes, it was like,
everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
And my sister, the nuclear physicist, is looking at me and she's laughing her ass off. So what's so funny? I just... blah, 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 with the next door neighbor and the garage and the cars. Could have been a disaster. And the more I'm talking, the more she's laughing. What is so funny, Kimmy? And she said, did you go outside dressed like that? I said, yeah, I had a sweater on. She says, no, look at your shoulders. Well, what had happened was we were cleaning up wrapping paper and stuff off the basement floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of those big, they looked like fireworks, these big golden bows, beautiful bows.
Oh, yeah.
And they still had sticky tape on the bottom, so I put one on each shoulder.
Like tassels, like a king?
I looked like, I guess, a glorified doorman. I don't know. But she's laughing. She says, well, no wonder everybody did what you told them. I mean, look at what you come in there with that uniform on. You probably frighten them. It sort of sucked the glory out of what I thought was a pretty good neighborly moment.
No, I think you did an incredible job.
Yes, but the garage was a total loss. And so were the two cars in it. But man, at least the gas tanks didn't explode. That was good.
I'm glad you saved your drunk neighbor's hand.
Yeah, no, I'm not making that up. He was ready to, what are you going to do? Open it and take a whiz on it and put it out? I mean, come on, you don't have a hose or anything. He was just, I mean, it was an inferno. There's a mailbox I drive by on a daily basis that doesn't remind me of Donnie Turner. That's something I've noticed in my neighborhood, by the way. The people are putting wreaths and stuff in their mailboxes. They're putting some type of holiday decoration on them, and I've got to get with that. Ours is plain. It looks like we're atheists. The reason I bring up mailboxes and Donnie Turner is because I've managed to hit a couple of those, and you know, a mailbox can do a considerable amount of cosmetic damage to a car. And, of course, in those two cases, or when my stepson's car got a little scraped up, or most recently, when my next-door neighbor's car was slightly damaged by me backing out of the driveway. That driveway, I'm on to tell you. I may take that area of grass and have it paved over and just put a landing strip in there. So I can pull in, turn around, and aim it straight out the other way. This backing up crap is costing me too much money. Of course, Donnie Turner to the rescue once again to make a car look as good as new, maybe better. Ultimate example, our boss, his beloved vehicle, some idiot pulled out of a parking lot. And before he called the police, he called me to get Donnie Turner's number because there was no doubt about who he wanted to fix the car because they're the best. State-of-the-art equipment, talented people, but a dedication to an outcome as good as new, maybe better, not idle chit-chat. That's what they seek to do with every situation they take in Montgomery Paint and Body. And I'm very rapidly catching up to Rich Thomas in terms of the number of visits. I may get a wing name for me, too, if I keep up this idiotic driving I've been...
They do great work over there. Donnie has hooked me up and helped fix up my car. They do an incredible job.
They do. So remember, when your car needs repair and you want it to look as good as it did the day you fell in love with it, he's the guy to go see. Donnie and Brandon Turner, Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on the ramp from Atlanta Highway to the East Boulevard. This involves several vehicles. Emergency personnel are on the scene. Be careful. 65 and 85 themselves looking good. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving across the street, but all jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry 25% off and pearls 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The lawyer for a man charged with the Galleria Mall shooting in Hoover says his client was not the instigator in the confrontation, which ended with police shooting and killing another man. An attorney for 20-year-old Aaron Brown made the comments at a news conference today. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that left a man seriously injured. Authorities have arrested 34-year-old Brandon Peterson. Police say Peterson shot a man in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road Tuesday afternoon. That victim is listed in serious condition. Four new board members were sworn in Tuesday, along with one old board member for the Montgomery Public School Board. New members include Claire Wheel, Brenda Damaris Coleman, Jana Bailey, and Claudia Mitchell. The old board member is Lisa Keith. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our chilly pattern continues tonight. Clear and quite cold. The overnight low temperature by dawn drops to about 28. Tomorrow, mid-50s, plenty of sunshine around. I think we rise to the upper 50s on Friday with partly sunny skies. Then a chance of rain begins late Friday night. This weekend storm system coming in could affect a lot of Christmas events with periods of rain and a cold rain at that Saturday and Saturday night with a high temperature barely up to about 50. Risk of more showers Sunday. Breezy, chilly, high temperature around 50 again. Our weather app will keep you on top of these weather changes. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. It's free. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas. Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you thought about changing careers? Have you thought about getting into the real estate business? We have a new real estate class starting in January 2019. We meet every Thursday night between 6 and 9 p.m. This is a live class taught by me each week. We cover contract writing and negotiation, pricing and marketing of homes, taking title to property, investing in real estate, managing rental property, leasing property, financing a home VA, FHA, or conventional, how to run your business as a business, how to buy foreclosures and sell to others, setting up a corporation for yourself. Be ready for the new year with a real estate license. Start your own business in 2019. For all the details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
There's nothing like a good holiday recipe. Here's one you'll love. Gather the ingredients. A washed-up sitcom actor from the 80s.
Tony Danza.
An actress who left Saturday Night Live and made one lousy movie.
Molly Shannon.
A fatal disease.
Depends on the decade. Anything from pneumonia in the 90s to typhoid fever in the 1840s.
And an entire town full of people who pitch in to help out at the last possible minute. And you've got virtually every movie the Hallmark Channel will show this holiday season. Plus, for even more fun, add a beloved family pet who disappears in a snowstorm, a priceless family heirloom that gets sold in a garage sale, or any teenager who thinks one or both of their parents are dead until they show up at the school play. From the Hallmark Channel, where our movies are just the crap that fills in between commercials for medicines and Geico.
Another Christmas time, to the mall you have to go. To buy your spouse a gift, but you've run out of dough. Yes, it's my guess that you will be a stressful guy. She expects quality, but prices are so high. Sometimes she's just impossible, the gift is never right. You don't know what to buy for your wife. Take that idea of a budget out of mind. To really please her, you'll be spending every dime. Forget the discount stores and browsing down the aisle. She's got expensive taste and that's just not her style. Sometimes she's just impossible, the gift is never right. You don't know what to buy for your wife. Each Christmas it's expectable, the gift must be high priced. You don't know what to buy for your wife.
Well, I did all my shopping at Mr. Electric. She's so happy we have the Ring doorbell and new fixtures and more light and security light. And all of it's being installed. Most of it will be installed today. They'll finish up tomorrow morning. And if it makes her happy, that's as good as a gift. She's not into baubles and stuff like that. Doesn't making someone feel more secure count as a gift? Or am I trying to rationalize?
No, it counts as a gift. Doesn't have to be.
Getting it done, man. I'm getting it done.
Right. It doesn't have to be something stupid like an elf on a shelf.
Right you are, Joey. I was trying to think of other Christmases that sucked. I mentioned the that one in 83.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the night of the fire and all that. When that that's when I was married to Crazy Number Two.
Mm-hmm.
The day we got there, I could never remember what we were arguing about, but she wanted to go. She wanted to leave. The first night. We hadn't even gone to sleep yet. I said, what am I supposed to tell my parents, that you just wanted to go home?
How far out was this, and like, what was the trip plan? How many days?
Well, we had been in Minnesota for a few days. It was 34 below zero there with minus 88 wind chills. So,
good Lord.
And but that's the way she was. I want to go home. Well, your ticket says we're leaving December 27th. So you can leave then. But if you want to leave earlier than that, you go buy yourself a ticket. And she had no money. She didn't work. She contributed nothing.
Oh, Lord.
But I was just like, and I knew my parents knew that was a mistake, so I didn't want to be further embarrassed.
I have a question. Because what brought this up was thinking about Christmas Vacation. Great movie.
Yeah.
And as you've watched that movie over the years, do you relate to different characters more as you change in your life and your position?
When I start to relate to Aunt Bethany, that's when you should have a talk with me, okay?
You knew exactly what I was getting at. You saw through it.
Yeah.
My insult. No, I watched that movie, and I'm obviously not married. I don't really even have a steady girlfriend. My the people, though, I relate to in that movie is Margot and Todd.
I hate them.
I know. And I try not to be them, but if I had to pick everybody in that movie.
Margot and Todd were everywhere. There were a lot of them in South Florida. I just want to devour every inch. Oh, you will take a bath first, right? Screw you.
Well, it's like two people that are both very narcissistic, but they like, you know, being narcissistic together. It's the curse of, you probably saw it in Miami, like you said a lot. It's the curse of being a hot person, so to speak. There's so many of you, you're no longer hot.
Yeah. I mean, I love the ice rocket that dislodges from Chevy Chase's gutter and goes to their window and lands on their stereo.
Why is the...
Well, somehow it got here, Margot. I don't know.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd?
But the most relatable thing, if I may share a therapeutic moment, and I could literally write a small novelette about the most special Christmas in my life, 1969, for a whole lot of reasons. And because it was perfect in so many ways, because it was my first one where I not only had my family, but I was seriously involved with Gloria, my first wife. We were only kids, but still, their house was so festive. Had two great Christmas dinners that year. And her older sister was dating the guy in Sticks, and so they were there that night, and it was just an amazing evening. We wrapped it up sitting at the bar in the Dulusky basement playing Scrabble. I never played Scrabble before. That was the night I learned to play Scrabble. Ended up winning the game. Didn't care. But we just sat there and just played the game, and the bar was surrounded by, you know, small colorful lights, and it was just cozy as hell. TV station was playing some concert, some Christmas concert, and then we decided to go for a walk. It's about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and it had snowed heavily, so it was that day and the day before, about a foot, maybe a little more, of snow. So it was perfect. All the houses that had lights on looked incredible with the snow falling gently from the sky. Could hear your footsteps on the sidewalk, holding hands, just walking around looking at decorations, talking about life. It was perfect in so many ways. And feeling in love. And
oh yeah, that's always great.
And like having two families.
Yeah.
And many years later, I was describing that Christmas to a therapist. And I made the comment, I said, you know, I've been trying to recreate that Christmas every year since. And he said, no, you've been trying to recreate that every day since. And when the significance of what he was telling me hit me, I was done for 15 minutes because he was right. He was right. So the part in that movie that I most identify with is that Clark's effort to have that perfect family Christmas.
Yeah.
To have it, you know, everything from the food to the decorations to be just, you know, and of course, it all goes haywire. It ends up with a slightly unrealistic happy ending, and SWAT teams crashing through windows, and
it's a movie.
The boss coming around to the idea that maybe it was a mistake to not give the Christmas bonuses. The police chief saying, "I'd whip you with a rubber hose if I had one." And then Uncle Lewis with the final touch by throwing a cigar into the sewer where Eddie was pouring all of his poop, and it exploding, and launching Uncle Lewis into the air and sending the plastic Santa with the reindeer into the sky, and it's crossing the moon, and there's a trail. And that's when Clark goes into this touching soliloquy on the true meaning of Christmas.
I don't understand why Clark was so upset, though, with the Jelly of the Month Club thing. I mean, you gave me that one year for Christmas, and I loved it.
Well, I gave that to... First of all, I didn't know you could get anything like that. I found it online.
It's funny.
Smucker's coming. It wasn't even a Jelly of the Month, but what it was a box, and you opened it, and it was a Christmas tree of various jellies. It was, I thought, a classy gift.
No, it's awesome, actually.
By the way, you know what I have? I have four of those beautiful ceramic moose mugs.
Yeah.
That are left. They're in the packages, wrapped. Anybody want to buy those? Let me know. They're the gift that keeps on giving year-round, Clark.
No, you're just hawking your tchotchkes out there for folks? Your moose tchotchkes?
Well, I mean, they're in the box and wrapped, and I've got them. I don't want to give them away because they're not that cheap.
Oh, right.
They're $1,000 a piece. A little bit late on that, but yeah. Hey, I'm here to make money. I don't know about you. I don't know
what
you're doing every day. I like
to
make money.
Right.
I don't like to cheat people, but I do like to make money. Join us at Baumhauer's after the show. In fact, if you want to give me $1,000 for those, I will run home before Baumhauer's and pick them up and bring them there tonight so you can have immediate delivery. It ain't like waiting for Amazon. And I'm pissed at them, too. But I will say this. You know, with everything going on with Janelle, I sent her Keurig to her house, tracked it, and last night it says it was directly handed to the recipient. Well, they didn't hand it to her. She didn't get it. So I called Amazon this morning, and they have this, you go to the website, click a thing, call me. I'm thinking, well, great.
Yeah.
I get to sit around all day and wait for Amazon to call. No, they called me like within 30 seconds.
That's impressive.
And they said, if we can't figure out a resolution on this by December 5th, we'll send another one. And I said, December 5th, I'm not going to... Oh, today's December 5th. It's pretty good.
Yeah, the only problem I've ever had with Amazon was I ordered a vinyl record.
Yes.
And they sent me the wrong one. And so I did that thing, like the click to call me.
Yeah.
They said, don't even worry about it. You can keep that one. We'll send you the right one. Well, that one shows up. Again, the wrong record. So they said, we'll send it again. They sent the wrong one again. They're like, it's not us. It's the vendor you chose. I don't know why they keep doing this, but you can keep all three of those vinyl records and we'll refund your money.
Mm.
I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah. Not a big deal. Very quick, and I think they just have it kind of accounted for in the cost of doing business. So, you know, for all we say about Amazon, you're right, it's probably tough to work in one of those warehouses, especially during the holidays. They do a pretty good job of taking care of the customer.
Hey, let's visit our friend, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime.
Oh, yes.
Terry Adams, Adams Motorsports. There's still time. Wow. Season to go green. 2019 Kawasaki ATVs in stock at Adams Motorsports. In fact, the website is divided not only into new inventory, but they have a great selection of pre-owned, and they can help you get financed. And the best part about financing anything you purchase from Adams Motorsports, it's manufacturer's money. So the credit criterion is very different than dealing with a bank. So when they put a super low interest rate out there, like 2.9, and I know somebody has that, I'm just saying, you have a much better chance of getting it from the manufacturer than you might from a bank if your credit was just a little on the dicey side. It's certainly worth trying. And man, what a collection they have. All the great brand names in off-road, on-road excitement, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Kymco, the Kymco scooter that gets over 100 mpg. And an accessories department that has all kinds of great gift ideas. If outdoors or off-road isn't your thing, they can help you find a gift for somebody. Just ask. Did you know that according to the Motorcycle Industry Council, in 2005, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 13, and 14, more Montgomeryans bought their bikes from Adams Motorsports than any other shops in the area? Well, let's make it happen again in 2018, because they got a great service department to follow up your purchase. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. Start your credit app at adamsmotorsports.com, and hopefully we'll see our friend, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime tonight at Baumhauer's, right after the show.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're still watching that accident on the ramp from Atlanta Highway to the East Boulevard. We've had several vehicles involved in an accident there. Otherwise, around the city, Southern Boulevard and the east side there over 85, all looking good. Taylor Road at East Chase, Wetumpka Highway, all checkout clear right now. Haynes Ambulance Service is on an emergency run on 31 coming southbound from Prattville. Christmas is alive at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Just got a phone call from somebody reporting a wreck.
I'm not certain if it's a wreck or if it's some sort of emergency situation, but at Narrow Lane and the Southern Boulevard, there are a lot of emergency vehicles. Fire trucks, paramedics, police. So I don't know if it's blocking any sort of traffic, but don't rubberneck. I mean, if you're seeing a lot of emergency vehicles and lights, again, that is Narrow Lane and the Southern Boulevard.
Yeah, it gets rather congested in that neck of the woods. All right, 4:43 news, Rich's forecast, Fox Business, then we're back.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that left a man seriously injured. Authorities have arrested 34-year-old Brandon Peterson. Police say Peterson shot a man in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road Tuesday afternoon. That victim is listed in serious condition. The lawyer for a man charged with the Galleria Mall shooting in Hoover says his client was not the instigator in the confrontation, which ended with police shooting and killing another man. An attorney for 20-year-old Aaron Brown made the comments at a news conference today. Four new board members were sworn in Tuesday, along with one old board member for the Montgomery Public School Board. New members include Claire Wheel, Brenda Damaris Coleman, Jana Bailey, and Claudia Mitchell. The old board member is Lisa Keith. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our chilly pattern continues tonight, clear and quite cold. The overnight low temperature by dawn drops to about 28. Tomorrow, mid-50s, plenty of sunshine around. I think we rise to the upper 50s on Friday with partly sunny skies. Then a chance of rain begins late Friday night. This weekend storm system coming in could affect a lot of Christmas events with periods of rain and a cold rain at that Saturday and Saturday night with a high temperature barely up to about 50. Risk of more showers Sunday. Breezy, chilly, high temperature around 50 again. Our weather app will keep you on top of these weather changes. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. It's free. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From the Fox Business Network, the future is now, sort of. Self-driving car company Waymo launching its taxi service to riders from a pre-selected group in Arizona. The service features self-driving vans, and for now, a Waymo employee will ride behind the wheel. for safety reasons. The U.S. markets closed on Wednesday for a national day of mourning, honoring President George H.W. Bush. They'll reopen Thursday, looking to recover from a massive sell-off caused by trade war fears. Crude oil finishing slightly down for the day. OPEC supply cap negotiations largely to blame for fluctuating prices. Talks for an output deal are expected to begin again tomorrow. And a bad year for Facebook just got worse. The tech giant losing the top spot on Glassdoor's list of best U.S. companies to work for, falling all the way down to number 7. Taking number 1 this year, the Boston-based consulting firm Bain & Company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Christmas treats have all been baked. The fridge is stocked with booze. Still have one wish to make, a big Noel to you. Merry Christmas, Allah. We're far apart, that's true.
4:51 on Happy Hour, inviting you to join us at Bomb Hours right after the show on this very chilly afternoon. Be nice to get something nice to warm up to and have some good food and camaraderie, and we have plenty of that. So during the break, I was reading this New York Post story by columnist Michael Godwin, who is excellent because he does his research. And the gist of his story is that the Democrats really love and show their respect to Republicans when they're dead. The New York Times, which last endorsed a Republican for president in 1956, obviously that was Ike, backed the hapless Michael Dukakis over Bush in 1988. Bush went on to win in a landslide, picking up more than 53% of the popular vote and 426 electoral votes. 4 years later, the paper supported Bill Clinton, ripping Bush's economic management as exasperating, his positions on individual rights as infuriating. Sound familiar? Anybody, haven't we heard this somewhere before, like more recently? It accused him of stoking racial resentment. Even that sounds familiar. Of going to radical extremes and supporting right-to-life measures, and said his capacity to govern has collapsed. And of course, when he nominated Clarence Thomas, and to me, that was the most important achievement of his presidency. In 1991, I was there. Some of you may not remember it, but I was watching that every single day. And he and Clarence Thomas got the same kind of character smearing that Trump and Brett Kavanaugh got this year. They're still at it with Kavanaugh. Beer jokes and otherwise. McCain likewise was hailed as a brave maverick in 2000 when he sought the GOP nomination against W. But when he won the nomination in 2008 to run against Barack Obama, the Times said McCain had retreated further and further to the fringe of American politics, running a campaign on partisan division, class warfare, and even hints of racism. His policies and worldview are mired in the past, because we all know what a great uniter Obama became when he was in office. Unbelievable. But these are facts. I'm not making this stuff up. This is right. As in fact, I urge you to take a look at this story. Just go to New York Post, Michael Godwin. Democrats really do love Republicans when they're dead. Gutsy story, but it's fact. It's truth. That's why watching Chuck Schumer attend that memorial yesterday made me sick. He makes me sick. They all do. And we better watch our ass, or we're going to see a House and a Senate filled with them. And, well, Joe Biden says he's the most qualified person to be president, so... Mm-hmm. If that's the future, maybe I'll get lucky and die before I have to live through another one. I don't think I could take it again. 8 years of Obama was enough. Oh, my God. Yeah, I understood the day he was elected and the reality sinking in, but when we did it a second time, that was a very difficult time for me. I think we had been that bamboozled that Mitt had gone from having the presidency in the grasp of his hands and letting it slide away by being a wimp the last couple of months of the campaign. We are in for some very chilly weather. It's a good time to connect with Clarks and make sure you have a membership that covers you with two annual tune-ups and the guarantee of priority care, urgent care service if something breaks. Because it's not just a matter of staying comfortable. When the weather gets really cold and your heating system breaks down, that becomes dangerous. Clark's always a phone call away at 277-2125 with the most experienced HVAC technicians on the planet and talented plumbers who can address any situation that might arise there too. Always happens at the worst possible time. But when you're partnered up with Clark's, you're protected 24/7, 365. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people you will love having in your house and keeping you comfortable, call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. All right, this will be our final look at the roads. We got Fox News coming up at 5, and then we'll talk to Brandt about what might happen tomorrow since nothing happened today.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're finishing up that accident on the ramp from Atlanta Highway to the East Boulevard. 65 and 85 doing okay at the moment, starting to pick up and starting to see a few people get on the roadway, come out of the downtown area onto Arbor, then to 85 North. Be careful. You want dependability and price. Simple as that. Reinhardt Toyota Used Cars Supercenter gets it. Save money and put what you want in your driveway. Reinhardt Toyota Used Cars Supercenter. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
During the season of travel and buying gifts, AutoSave has your back. Educators and administration in Autauga and Elmore County can save on all tires and automotive services. Each of you are valued by AutoSave because of your services every day. Use your personalized discount card you received and come see us today. Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do.
At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We're now located in Pepper Tree Shops out on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week up through Christmas. Come see us. We'll